This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Good morning, ladies, once again. My name is Renole Cecilia. I'm a mother of 7 children and a grandmother of 9 children. I'm a teacher by profession, but this did not, I realized that I needed to do a little bit more. I left teaching at an early stage, after teaching for 13 years. Then I became a district counselor in my home district of Katapi in Uganda. I served for one term as a district counselor, but I still felt something burning in me. I realized that there were women in the rural areas needed me. So I left the power position to join the world of NGO work. So ISIS Wiki trained me alongside with four other women from Texas and region in peace building, conflict resolution, and human rights. And I realized, together with my group, after being trained for 3 years, I realized that we could not just take this knowledge back to the kitchen. So on return, we decided to open up this organization called the Tesla Women Peace Activists. Now, this Tesla Women Peace Activists is an organization that is primarily dealing with peace building, conflict resolution, and human rights. We could see the suffering of women in Texas sub-region. And in Texas sub-region, we have had a number of insurgencies. These insurgencies started as a result of lawlessness in our district, I mean in our district. So we had insurgencies like UPA, which is Uganda People's Army. These were soldiers who ran away during the takeover from Museveni's government in Uganda in 1986. So that was not the only conflict we had. We also had LRA, the Lord's Resistance Army, led by Joseph Kony. You must have heard about it, which lasted for more than 20 years. And all this time, women were suffering. And they were all driven to the camps, they were sleeping on the verandas, they were sleeping under trees, and so on. And not only that, there was yet another insurgency of the cattle rustlers, which up to now is still going on, although it has reduced. This is the cattle rustling caused by the Karamojong, which has lasted for more than 40 years, and also happened to be a victim of that. Now, ISIS Wiki, when they came to document women's experiences in Texas sub-region, they picked on me and asked me also to select 4 other women whom they took for training. They trained us in peace building, conflict resolution, and human rights. Then, after that, it was not just the 5 of us. We were 40 women from war-torn areas in Uganda, which included Kasese, Luero, Gulu, Kitugum, Langor sub-region, and Tesa sub-region. My sisters, when they called us in one room, we could not sit near one another. We were all the time being suspicious of one another, saying that this must be the people who are causing us problems. We were not talking and would sit in our own group, like the Iteso, like the Acholi, like the Lani. We never wanted to interact with our other sisters. But as the training went on, we started talking to one another. And we realized that women throughout Uganda and even other women throughout our other regions have similar problems. So we realized that a woman suffers the same problems wherever she is. So we started mixing. After that, we also were taken for exposure visits to places like Kenya, Tanzania, and now in New York. And we returned home and started this organization called Tensor Women, these activists. So now we started replicating the skills and the knowledge that was being given to us by ISIS Wiki. And we formed a women's strong organization called Tensor Women, these activists. We have women members to the tune of 550. In the eight districts of Desert Sahara. And we trained them in all this: peace building, conflict solution, reconciliation, trauma management, college dynamics, as the one of the ladies was telling you here. And these ladies, we call them peace committees and peace animators. And you will find them in every sub-county, every village in Tensor sub-region. And these women, you cannot believe it. When you meet them, they will talk to you, they will tell you the good things they have done, such as uniting broken families. They have recovered properties from the in-laws, the hostile in-laws who have grabbed the property from widows. They have rejoined these families. They have even recovered the land which has been grabbed by the hostile in-laws. And they are a movement. They are a pressure group. They will link women to government institutions like the police, like the probation officers, so that their cases can be redressed. They have collected data of women who have been violated, their rights have been violated. They have done a lot in the community and they are respected a lot. We use them majorly for advocacy. When there is an extortion, we all talk about it. And really, these peace committees and peace animators are the backbone and the strength of the Tensor Women peace activists. And Nakasi is an example. She's one of them. Most of these women are actually survivors of the conflicts that we have had in Tensor sub-region. And the Tensor sub-region, you know, is a district with some of the, with the cultures that do not allow women to talk in public. But any woman belonging to Tensor Women peace activists will stand up and talk and tell them all. And the district authorities in the region now respect us. They consult us on issues of peace. And not only that, we have also trained women on good governance. And most of these women under Teupa have also become very high profile people in districts. Some of them act as, some of them are vice chairpersons, district speakers, executive secretaries in the local councils, and they are doing commendable work. And I think some of them are also going to try to, you know, stand as parliamentarians in the next elections, come 2011. Now, these women are quite a force which we think contribute to the women movement. We only need maybe more of the training so that we can actually become very, very strong. And during the time of insurgencies, and during the time when a consultation of women on how, on what government wants to do with the LRA, Tensor Women Peace Activists, together with ISIS Wiki, were involved in collecting voices of the voiceless, which could have been heard. After they were being heard by the government, and some of the things they did was to write a kind of a memorandum to the government, and some of these have been taken up. And Tensor Women has also contributed in sending women to Juba to observe peace talks, and also to Garamba to talk, to try to talk with LRA. And we, Tensor Women Peace Activists, has joined the Coalition of Women Network for Peace. And we are also on PRDP, that is post, PRDP is a post peace recovery and development plan in Uganda. We have joined a task force. Teupa is also a member of the club, member of G40, that has been spearheaded by ISIS Wiki to cause policy advocacy at that high level, so that when we go there, we talk about the issues at home and many more. I would have loved to say much more, but because of time, I think I'll give my chance to others. Thank you for listening.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.